Well, I guess today's the day I go into the bush, into the jungle. You see, that's what they used to call it when the soldiers would have to go out to Vietnam and they'd have to go to war. They called it going out to the bush. Today, I'm going to get my little taste of the bush when we go down to Hoang Lan Sandwiches.
Like, where are you going with this?
Yeah, that's what they used to call it, Dana. It was called going to the stuff. You'd have to go out and get in the S, if you will. This is as close as I'll probably ever come to Vietnam, and it's going to happen today on a Tuesday because Dana, for 2 weeks now, he said, I want to go try a banh mi, or what's it called?
Well, I've tried them before, but I just want one really badly.
Yeah, and she says it's a phenomenal sandwich, and I'm looking at it, and it looks good by picture. It's got the crusted sourdough or French roll. It's got this spicy mayonnaise, jalapeno.
Yep.
You say that it's got a marinated or pickled carrot.
Yes.
Crap on it.
Yes.
With radish.
But you like pickled things.
Oh, I do.
So I don't think that that's going to be an issue for you.
I like tangy. I like spicy. Do we get both on this sandwich?
Yes.
Okay. It's really, really cheap, and they pile it high with your favorite pork, your favorite beef, your favorite chicken, your favorite whatever.
And you tend to go for chicken sometimes. And you like beef, right?
Yeah, no, I love beef, but usually when I'm out and about, you know, if it's not a beef I'm like or I'm leery, I'll usually go chicken. Chicken's usually
safe.
So
what I highly recommend you try is the barbecue pork. That is the best one by far.
The pork?
Yes.
See, and I love pork, but usually when you're out and about and you get the pork, pork's high in sodium. It gets a little too salty.
I don't know about that part, but...
Depending on how they season it.
Yes, because to me, their barbecue pork almost has like a... It's more sweet, I would say, than salty, but...
So you're saying I should go barbecue pork on this?
I think you should, because that's the best one. That's what I'm getting.
All right, well, if you're anywhere near 65th, we're going down to the hood today, down in South Sac. We haven't made it far or that far down to South Sac yet for a Tuesday, so hopefully you can swing by. It says we're going to be there noon to 1, but all the posts below say this place gets super-duper stupid crowded.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to try to get there at 11:30, quarter tell, just so we don't get caught up in this rush. So we ask you to do the same, but it's called Hoang Lan, if we're getting close on pronunciation. And it looks like a good sandwich, so
it's good, and
Dana,
it's only like $3 if it's not. So,
are you paying?
No, iHeart is.
Yeah, we'll get the iHeart credit card.
Remember, I'm in terrible credit card debt.
Yeah, and something tells me that this little location for Tuesday is another reason why Joe called in sick.
Ooh,
he saw the Hoang Lan. He's like, oh no! And hey, you know what? If I could do it, Joe could do it. And it looks like a pretty basic sandwich, except instead of lettuce, this is the part I'm hung up on. It's the cilantro.
It's good on it.
Is
it? You like cilantro, though, right?
Yeah, I do, but with Mexican food, not on a sandwich.
It's good on a sandwich. Have you ever had a torta?
Oh, absolutely.
Don't they put cilantro on tortas?
Yeah, they do, but you got the Mexican seasoning and you got the, you know.
It's the same thing.
Okay.
I mean, not the same thing, but it's the same concept. It's just there's no salsa on it.
All right. Well, if you can make it down today, Tuesday, we're going down. It's on 65th. Everything's waiting for you on Facebook. We'll pin it to the top so you can get all the details. Meet us down there. Allegedly, it gets crowded. And I'm telling you, Dana, I'm telling you, this better not be a setup. I better not be tricked. And this better not be a trap.
I'm not tricking you into anything. I promise.
Okay.
Scout's honor.
I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna give it hell. I'm gonna lean into it. I'm living.
I know, I'm excited.
Today, this is like me going to Vietnam. I mean, that's how uncultured I am. It's as if I'm actually boarding a plane and I'm gonna get off in Nam.
The next time I go to Chinese food with Kenny's family, I need to take pictures and show you what we eat.
Oh god,
you would not be able to handle it.
Do they sell
it.
All that stuff there at this place we're going to?
This place is it's also a little supermarket. So they have a whole case with like drinks, and then they also sell some of the other things. Like one of my favorite things that you can get at Vietnamese places is charbroiled pork. It is so good, and they sell packages of just the charbroiled pork.
Now, do they have weird stuff like pickled squid? Do they have exotic meats?
They have, I guess you can call them exotic, but it's like they make a little bao, which are the buns stuffed with meat.
Ugh.
They have a bunch of other stuff. There's stuff that you're going to freak out when you see.
And you ate this stuff before you met Kenny. And I know Kenny's Chinese, but still, you ate a lot of ethnic or Asian foods.
Yes, I did. Well, so growing up, my dad is actually a lot like you, and he only does Mexican.
Yeah.
And he will do Chinese every once in a while. And recently, he decided he likes sushi. That was like a big turning point for him, but he doesn't like Italian.
Yeah.
He doesn't like anything.
He doesn't like Italian.
No, he does not like Italian.
Oh, what's wrong with him?
So it's basically Mexican, American or sometimes sushi Chinese with my dad.
Your dad's a good man.
So that's how I grew up. But my mom and all of her side of the family, that's when I got to do all the different weird
crap.
Weird, quote unquote, stuff and got to try different things. Yeah. And so when I met Kenny, it just became highly focused on different Asian
cuisines. I think we
should
have your dad come in here when Joe's out and have you just go out and eat weird food. Me and your dad will do the show. I like him better.
Sounds like my dad better.
Sounds like he's got a good head on his shoulders. If you can make it today, we'll pin it to the top of the Facebook, get the details, get the directions. We'll be there about 11:30, quarter to noon today. We're going to go out to Wong Lon Sandwiches and try this banh mi sandwich that Danny's been raving about. I hope it's good. I'm excited. I've never been to Vietnam before. Today
we're
we'll
going to go today.
Here comes the cash.